Episode 7. How would I build my castle if I were an architect? Really, what would it be like? First of all, I would make it a habit every morning to go up to the highest point of my castle to see the dazzling magical view. I would also look at the lush green hills, the sparkling rivers, and the small villages below. The castle I would build, if I were an architect, wouldn't be dark and cold like the ones we see in our history books. It would be full of life. Guys, what do you say we make our dream come true? Great idea! Let's get started! What materials will we use to build our castle? With stone or maybe straw or mud or logs? We should build it with ecological materials from nature. We should think about sustainability, just like poor people did in the past. Let's go and find the materials we thought of. We could also build walls all around it for better protection from enemies. Yes, that's a very good and smart idea. Just like we learned in history class, where enemies couldn't get inside the castle, I think walls are very important. Also, at the top tower, we would build small windows for the brave archers who protect our castle from enemies. It would also be nice to add a huge moat for even better protection. And in the moat, we can put piranhas to scare the enemies. We'll make it impenetrable. No one will get through. I would like it to be spacious with large common areas. Oh, and it would have big colourful bedrooms. We would have such nice sleep after playing all day. Yes, and a big kitchen to fit all the cooks and our appliances. We'll have the most modern equipment. We love food. Delicious meals will be cooked in our kitchen. We would also have a large living room where we can invite our guests. There we would enjoy the stories sung by troubadours from faraway places. And a large dining table where we would all sit together in the evenings. We would eat specific foods like lamb souvlaki, beefsteak, yogurt and rice with spices. I'm hungry already. I just imagined a steak. Me too. Everything we said sounds great, but I think we also need a library. There would be a library tower full of books from floor to ceiling. Children could sit on soft cushions and travel through stories without leaving their seats. Next to the library would be the music room, which would have pianos, drums, guitars, and many other instruments. The walls would echo softly so that even a small song would sound beautiful. There would also be a science and inventions room with tables, tools, and computers. There we could become inventors and build robots, windmills and small electric cars. Do you remember our trip to Colossae, where the windows were huge to let in more light? Yes, perfect. That's how I imagine ours too. I think we designed the inside wonderfully. How should we arrange the outdoor areas? I say we have a spacious green garden with colourful fragrant flowers and very tall trees. We can have picnics there in nature. Yes, we could also play battles with sticks outside and discover insects, new flowers and strange rare stones. Also, since we are creative, we would build a beautiful wooden treehouse. Every night we would go to the treehouse to study the stars. On warm nights, we would sleep there. I wish all this could become a reality. What would our castle be called? How about we name it Castle of Wonders? Yes, that's a very good idea. Guys, guess what? I entered our castle into a best castle competition. We won! Unbelievable! What did we win? 5 tickets. The trip will take place in the summer to Rome. These will be the best summer moments. Children, where are you? I've been looking for you all day. We're in our magical castle. Come join us.